This is an interview which Dr. Hugh Len kindly agreed to give after a workshop in Cork in the summer of 2007.
I'm here to have a few words with Dr. Hugh Len, who's the chairman and started the foundation of the Freedom of the Cosmos. It's been running now, I think, for about 15 or 20 years. And the only way I can describe it is John, the cameraman, and myself were here at a workshop or a class for the last 2 days. And the teaching is so profound. I would say it's the ultimate, for me anyway, as an onlooker, it's the ultimate in probably spiritual awareness. And I felt that we should talk to Dr.
Hugh Len about it.
And maybe he could describe in his own way what the process of taking total responsibility for your own consciousness, and what that means. Thank you.
When we came into this universe as a physical being, what we didn't realize is we came in with the whole universe. So in our minds, particularly the subconscious, we carry all of the information from the beginning of creation, each one of us. So when we come and we visit like this, what is going on at the conscious level is we're talking, but what is going on really at the subconscious level is just the whole cosmos. So somebody in Africa may be ill and we don't know it, but it's playing. And so there are two basic laws in the universe. One law is the law of what the Indians call karma or past history, and the other one is the law of the divine, which means the way you get to divine is you have to be at a pure heart or a clear mind. And the way we teach people how to do that is they allow the divinity to erase and transform any trash in the mind that is historical, take it back to zero, and then from zero you're reborn into a new being. So now you get resurrected, divinity inspires you, you get a rebreath of life, and then you can move ahead. Mm. That's basically what we're teaching.
The profoundness with what you're saying is that you take total responsibility,
yes,
for it being your consciousness.
Yes. So, for example, I work with people who killed, murdered, and raped people. The problem was not them, as God created them, blank, or me, as God created me, pure in heart. But rather, it's the data, all of the problems, the historical problems, come into my consciousness. If I let that go and ask divinity to erase that, whatever gets erased in me gets erased in the patients I work with. They return to zero and then they go home. We're not aware that the mind is run by information in the subconscious. Mm. I mean, if the subconscious has no information, it's at peace. But we're not aware. So as I'm looking at you, I'm not seeing you as God created you. I'm seeing you as my perception, all the historical data that you and I have been shared since the beginning of creation. If I let that go, then I'm going back to zero, you're going back to zero. The wonder of it all is then you become God-driven and I become God-driven. But in order to get that, I have to let go of all the historical data between us, because you're not going to do it. Let's say you're the person walking the street. I'm not going to wait up on you. I'm responsible, 100% responsible for cleaning up the stuff.
And in other words, the world is within you.
Yes.
You're not in the world.
Yeah, this is why Jesus said you have to give up the world, which
Absolutely.
Is to give up the information in you that you experience as the world.
Simplifying it, would it be letting go of the mental realm? Would you put it that way, letting go of mental or emotional energy?
It would be letting go of historical information carried in the soul, in the subconscious.
I see. And with that process, you get to blank. And
with that process, you get to dialogue with all of you with the divinity, and the divinity can take you back to blank by taking error information and erasing them.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing with this teaching is that there's not a lot you can actually say other than in that process of cleansing, other than I love you, forgive
yes.
me. I'm sorry,
yes.
God bless you,
yes.
whatever you...
Yeah, and because it follows the two great laws of creation. One is love God, and God is love, so you're loving love. And then the idea is you have enemies, And we think it's people, but the enemies are our thoughts, words, deeds, and actions, and we get to love them and not resist them, and so they can be released.
So instead of blaming out there, you look to yourself and you basically say, forgive me, I love you. Or you could just say, I love you.
Yes.
It's a very simple process, isn't it, actually?
Yes.
It's not, you don't have to go on 1,000 workshops, you don't have to go sit in front of a guru.
Just say 1,000, I love you, you'd be fine.
And you're going straight to your own divinity.
Yes.
You're not looking to any guru, you're not looking to any help, you're not looking to any teacher, you're going straight to yourself.
That's right.
And there's not many people that actually teach that you just go to you. You've got all the answers yourself.
Yeah.
It's very profound.
Yes.
And we both enjoyed being here. I don't want to go into a long interview because we've said more or less all we could say.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get this down because it is profound. That total responsibility. And in that
the basic bottom line is you carry the total, all of creation in your soul. And what you're carrying is information which says this is creation. And if the creation is, if you're experiencing disease or problems, then you can make an appeal to the divinity who can erase it.
So you could say that anybody that turns up at one of your workshops in this life, I read about a guy that talked about it took 10 good lives where the soul was so ripe, it was ready to complete its journey home.
Yeah.
So you could say that anybody who turned up, probably, I'm not saying, but at one of your workshops was basically, seriously, on the way home.
Yeah. I would say that I would come back to myself and I would say, let's say we're going to do a training in Cork. Then I would have the dialogue with divinity constantly. If it was a year planned in advance, for a year, I would say to divinity, okay, what's going on in me that I need to correct so that when I show up and the right people will show up, not by promotion, not by manipulation. If I show up, you will know the right people that will show up. And my job is to be zero so everybody else can be zero. Some people will be at zero, will not come. Some people will be zero, will be moved to come. But I'm not here to manipulate it. I'm here to get rid of the data so that I can go back to and everybody gets to move.
When you say that some people that are zero won't turn up, why would that be? And then some people that are at zero would turn up?
Because some people have different purposes. Yeah. So divinity says, okay, they're already farther along. They don't need that particular workshop. Because their consciousness is such that they're just moving on. Okay. So. And since only the divinity created you and me, divinity would know if I'm willing to be blank. Divinity said, okay, thank you for letting go. Now I can take John or I can take Brian and I can inspire them to move in that direction. Mm. So you're not doing anything but allowing the divinity who created each one of us to be the law.
And as we do this, in other words, as we get more connected or we go back to blank, obviously the whole universe reflects that.
Yeah.
And no more wars, no more stupidity of cancer or disease or whatever. Yeah. You become basically a fully conscious being.
Yes, you become pure in heart, clear in mind. Yeah. You become a design, that perfect design for which the divinity created you.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's lovely. I'm glad we came.
Well, I'm glad you came too.
And it's great to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah. At this point, Dr. Hugh Len asked whether John the cameraman would like to say something.
Dr. Hugh Len, you've spoken already to Brian. I have my own experience of the workshop, and the reason I want to talk to you is to bring up what came out in me.
Okay.
I felt, being on the workshop, a tremendous excitement bubbling up inside me. And I think it was the excitement, was the knowledge, the penny dropping, if you like, that what previously, things like people bugging me, situations bugging me, I would look at them, I'd try and be patient with people, then I'd go, and suddenly the penny dropped that actually this was in me, and that what I was seeing was not actually an object.
And what you want to know, you're perfect already. So the divinity hasn't sent you here to be improved. Divinity says, I'm going to send you here to let go of that stuff. That's it. You're perfect already. It's the information, the data that irks you and makes you annoyed. But it, the beauty of it, if you're irked and annoyed, it ripples through the whole universe. Now, if you undo it by appealing to divinity to erase it, it calm. I mean, the whole universe just absolutely goes into calm.
And you appeal to the universe, to the divinity to erase it?
Yes.
By saying, I love you.
That's one.
And that was another thing that came up for me. I thought you were, it was like you were saying to the divinity, I love you.
Yes.
But I now understand that actually what you're saying is, I love you to whatever's coming up in yourself, to whatever
yes.
you see outside of yourself.
Yes. That's so, what Jesus called your neighbors. So when Jesus said, love your neighbors, Jesus is saying, love the anger, the annoyance, the evil. And once you love that, you don't resist it. It just, it says the love will just simply release it and you'll be fine.
So if someone's getting angry with me or I'm getting angry with them because
it's
they're being
data.
Nice, oh, it's just data.
I love you. I love you. Whatever's going on me, thank you for coming up. You have to be willing to say, see it as an opportunity and not as a problem. An opportunity to set yourself free, your family, relatives, and ancestors, and all the whole cosmos. But you're saying, I love you, or thank you.
So you set everyone free.
Yeah.
So not only am I perfect
yeah.
when I look at another person, but if I look at them, they're perfect. And
yeah.
if I'm seeing anything other than that, that's just old data replaying
and,
in the... In
and you have the power to say, I love you, and it'll go.
Right.
Yeah. The thing about the workshop is that the simplicity is... I mean, people are looking for more profound, more somehow... Yeah.
That's what I got. The workshop went on for hours, but I kept finding the same thing coming up over
yeah.
and over again. Someone would say, I've got this person, they're mentally ill, and you stop and you say, no, you haven't got any person coming to see you who's mentally ill. This is stuff
yeah.
inside yourself. And when you deal with that, when you
yeah.
release it, let it go, then you'll see them perfect. You'll
yeah.
see them as divinity sees them.
And not only that, if they're in a mental facility, let's say you take care of whatever's going on in you, they get shifted, they leave, that means the state saves $50,000 or $60,000 a year. Then instead of building more and more mental health systems, as you do your cleaning, they shrink. And those resources can go elsewhere.
And this is not just a concept, this is not just a theory.
No.
This is something that...
This is real.
This is real, and I believe you experienced it
in the
hospital in Hawaii.
Yeah, so we're not talking about intellectual concept. We're not talking about theory. We're talking practice. This is a practice that you can do no matter what comes up. All you have to know is just in you. It's only data. It's only error. I say I love you, and I say it often enough, and then that happens. But I can teach a part of you, or you can teach a part of you to do that even while you're sleeping, so that you don't have to do it consciously.
How do you teach a part of you to do that?
By talking to us. You say, oh, anger's coming up. Oh, okay, we can let that go. And so you talk to that part of you that holds the anger, and it'll learn how to let it go too. So before you experience it, it will have cleaned it before. So you don't have to consciously clean it. But we don't know who we are. We have no idea who we are. And because we don't have that idea, the wars go on, the cancer goes on. Oh, just too bad for us.
So everything can be let go. And if
yeah.
everything is let go internally, it disappears externally.
Yeah.
Cancer,
yes.
mental disease,
yes.
emotional problems, addictions.
Yes.
A lot of them, it's
yes.
stuff in ourselves.
Yeah.
We see it projected
yeah.
into our apparent
yeah.
external world.
Yeah,
but we can let it go in ourselves.
Yeah, because if we don't let it go, then we die. What like Shakespeare said, we die 1,000 times. Every day we die 1,000 times by holding on to those things that kill us, kill our soul. Now the experience is, oh my God, and the pain is so enormous. Consciously, the conscious mind can't experience all the pain and suffering going on.
I felt there was one point in the workshop. Even just the memory of it comes up as a. Like tears well up. It was when we were all reciting this beautiful prayer. To,
yes.
It seemed to include the whole
yeah.
of creation, all the ancestors, ours. And it was really saying,
I love you all. Because now you're not only releasing yourself, you're releasing all your family, relatives, and ancestors. And you don't know that they might have had abortion, miscarriages, stillbirth. I mean, it's just the data gets released.
Yeah.
So what happens when you do this cleaning, you do it for yourself first, and then secondly, you do it for your family, relatives, and ancestors, and then you do it for the whole cause. But it begins with you taking good care of yourself.
I think when we walked out of the room at the end of that session, everyone felt the same. I felt just such a love for myself, for the people in the room, for my family. There was such an excitement. Like I could feel that we were all getting through.
Now, if we were paying attention, the room fell in love with itself. Because what happens is somebody will go into a room, use it, and leave their junk there. They leave, and the pain is still there. The intellectualism is still there. So now we come along, we're talking to the room in advance. We're saying to the room, listen, you can do it for yourself. And then when we're gone, no matter who comes in, you can do it for yourself. And the room goes, really, really? Yeah, because we treat things inanimately when they're all, everything's real.
Whereas this life is pervading everything.
Good for you. Yeah. Thank you very much. You're very kind.
All right.